we still have 3 months until the next election, but it's the one after that, in April 2019, that will lead to some new faces on the Bloomington City Council. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is in studio with GLT's Ryan Dunham to talk about some breaking election news and to recap last night's council meeting.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after the regular and special council meetings. Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thanks again. Always great to be here.
Before we get into last night's council meeting, there was some breaking city news this morning. Alderman David Sage has announced he won't seek re-election in 2019. He represents Ward 2, which is basically southwest Bloomington. He's known as a fiscal conservative, and you guys have butted heads on occasions. What do you think of his decision to not seek another term here?
Dave has obviously served the community for 12 years as a city council member. This is his personal decision. Before that, he was on the planning commission. He and I don't agree on lots of things, as you said, but that's he certainly has the best interest of the city at heart. And I certainly obviously wish him well. We still have another, I think, 8 months or so where we will be working together.
If Alderman Sage is going to not run for another term, Alderman Diana Howman has already announced plans to not seek re-election herself. That means at least two new faces on the council next year, depending on what some other folks do. So how do you think that kind of churn will impact your ability to pursue your agenda, the things that you ran on to get re-elected in 2017?
Well, that's an excellent question. As any mayor who wants to be effective, you have to try to help recruit, groom, and support candidates for city council who you think would be solid city council members, not necessarily who are going to agree with you. I don't think there are two human beings who agree on everything. I don't think they exist. But that share your vision and are going to be effective representatives of their constituents and we'll answer phone calls and we'll help to promote economic development and all of the things. Obviously, we have to do all these things and balance our budget and all of the above. So I will certainly be very aggressively involved in the council elections. It's a little early right now. Both of the incumbents that you mentioned that have announced that they are not seeking re-election do have people who are running in. Those have announced that they're running, there will very likely be more. The petitions are not even available to be circulated yet. They will be later this month. They'll be due, I believe, at the around Thanksgiving, latter part of November. And then the campaign will begin, probably really after the holidays.
And you mentioned it does feel really early. I mean, you literally have an election before that election. One of the folks you just kind of referenced there in passing was Georgine Chazelle, who's decided to run in Ward 2. Georgine is a member of the city's Historic Preservation Commission. She's a Democratic precinct committeeman, owns a small business herself. She announced plans to run in Ward 2 even before Alderman Sage said he wouldn't be. What do you know about Georgine, and what do you think of her candidacy?
Well, I think she's a very strong candidate. I appointed Georgine, as you noted, to the Historic Preservation Committee. Before that, I appointed her to Beautification. She certainly has a great passion to talk to people. She's already been out in the community quite a bit. As I understand, she's talked to all of our department heads already. She's done her homework. She, I think, has so far been a very good, strong, progressive voice for our community. Again, but at this point, we will see if other candidates get into the race, and who knows what can happen. This is only a few hours old, the story that Alderman Sage is not seeking re-election.
Well, Mayor Renner, thanks again for your time today on Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Mayor Chris Coos of the town of Normal.